This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by BarkBox, and I want to thank them for supporting us here at WDW Today. They're a subscription service that delivers a beautiful selection of treats and toys for your dogs right to your door each and every month. And hey, special option for you guys. We'll talk to you a little bit later about more specifics about this BarkBox, but for a free extra month of BarkBox, right? You sign up, you get a free extra month. Yeah. Go to BarkBox.com/WDW, and when you subscribe to a 6 or 12 month plan, you'll get that extra month absolutely free. And we got more to talk about coming up a little bit later. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, August 30th. This is episode 1578 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm The Grease.
And I'm Matt Lott.
And Will Haynes is at home with his baby, because congratulations to him. Let's give a little golf clap. Golf clap for Will's baby. She is here. She is awesome and beautiful. Looks just like him. It's like a little Will clone. It's great. And we are excited for him, but he is out this week, as we don't expect him to come on and talk about Walt Disney World, because he had that baby. Trips are delayed now.
Slow down his...
I think he's going to try to go with me sometime in November, but you know, it's kind of hard to tell the wife, hey, heading off, you stay home with the two-month-old. I'm going to Walt Disney World.
Yeah, he's going to have problems just going to the BP. Not even just going to Disney.
Right.
Yeah.
Just to go grab a coffee.
Yeah. And we're at ibuprofen. I'm going to have to go to the store. It ain't going to happen for a while.
So say a prayer for Will.
Yeah.
He is back home. Everything is great, though, and we are just thrilled for him. But again, he's not here today. So you will hear a noticeable gap. You will not hear the it may not be as grumpy as usual. Will's listening, I'm sure, this, so you know what I mean. Because Will can get mad at some of the things at Disney. And right now you got four fairly jovial gentlemen right now. Oh, that should be the new name of the show.
What is jovial?
Jovial.
The jovial gentleman.
Jovial gentleman.
But that's great. I don't know what jovial means.
You don't know what jovial
like
means,
happy,
Grease?
Like a good happy.
Like a good happy?
Like jolly.
Like a court jester. Like, well,
is
you're
there
just
a bad happy?
You know what I mean? Just like a, yeah, like he's a jolly, jolly.
Oh, okay.
He's a jolly good fellow.
So like every 50s movie. Like 1950s.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. That. Yeah, you talk. We should like do the whole show like that.
Like the chimney sweep on Mary Poppins.
Yes.
That's us.
Jovial. We're jovial gentlemen.
He is a jovial gentleman. That's a Sherman Brothers song. I don't know if you guys have ever heard Jovial Gentleman.
It's from I just try to learn something new every day.
So. Lovebirds.
That's it.
All right. Well, today we're going to talk about a couple different things, two different topics. One is, you heard our sponsor, BarkBox. And we thought, you know what we've never addressed? Bringing your pets to Walt Disney World, or what to do with your pet when you travel to Walt Disney World, especially those dogs, those cats. We'll deal with cats, but cats are pretty self-sufficient. Mm. But we're going to talk about that while you are away at the parks having fun. What are you going to do with your little creatures when they are at home? Or what are you going to do with them? So it's a question we all had to answer. Who all has animals here? I know that me, Terry, and Will do. Matt, you still got a dog?
Yeah, her name's Molly.
Uh-huh.
We rescued her. She doesn't deserve a bark box, but I might give her one.
Yeah.
Every time I think she might deserve one, I'm like, nuh-uh.
And you rescued this animal?
Yeah, we did.
Gotcha.
I told my wife, she went to the pet store whenever they were doing adoptions. And I said,
always a problem.
I said, you can go. Just do not come back with a chihuahua, because they're not cute.
Right.
Like, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
She says, Matt, she said, come over here. I've got this whatever. I want you to see it. So I go over there. And sure enough, like, she didn't know it was a chihuahua, but because it was puppy and it was like, I don't know, looks a little bit different, but it was a chihuahua.
Did it look like a dog rat?
It did.
It was a chihuahua.
Yeah, and then we ended up taking it home because she looked at me and she said, I want her. So we did.
Okay.
You need to learn to say no. But.
Amen.
So when you guys go to Walt Disney World, do you typically leave your pet at home? That's the question. What do you do?
I have two cats.
Yes.
They stay at home.
Just by themselves.
Yeah, because cats, you just leave there.
Right.
Put the food out. Indoor, outdoor cats?
They're indoor. There's a phrase that no man should ever utter, and that phrase is, my other cat And I have to say that all the time. Beans and panda.
I will say
I'm
this.
Not much of a cat guy.
I have a cat.
I've got a bunch of cat guy, I guess. Oof.
Cat those allergies. Cats.
Yeah.
Everything's making sense now. No, when I go on a trip, we have fancy places here in Nashville.
They're popping up everywhere.
They are popping up everywhere, but it's quite pricey. I'm interested to know what it costs to take your pet to Disney, because I feel like it could be cheaper.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of people do it. A lot of people put their dog in the car, especially if you're driving, and go with them. Like you said, I do the same thing here. We have a pet resort that ranges from...
That's probably more expensive than staying than a Floridian.
It definitely can be more expensive than staying at, like, Pop Century. There are nights can run. If you look at your normal boarding, obviously if you board, most of your vet clinics have boarding. They're usually probably the most affordable. But if you want the luxurious option, where they're going to take, which one? They could just be lying to you because like your pet can report.
They start at $40.
Yeah, I think it was,
a night.
Yeah, and it used to be 30. They moved it up to 40, and it can go up from $40 a night to $200
Well,
if you really want to go like the gold, super platinum packages where you're getting 8 public times and then this amount with the people. Right. So it's ridiculous. I don't do that.
Wow.
My dog
I feel like your dog should be able to watch like pay-per-view.
They do. They have suites that have televisions.
Yeah. Your
really?
Dog gets the in your case your dogs are like
my dog doesn't move. He's old.
No, but your dog's like, hey, if there's a WWE event on, he doesn't want to miss it.
Right, exactly.
So you gotta make sure you pay for the Vince McMahon package.
Yeah, it is crazy.
You can pay for couch time too.
Couch time with like one-on-one with a rep.
That's fascinating.
There's no quality control. They could just be lying to you if they're like, oh, we're running out of time.
No, I know people that do this. And
couch
I
wouldn't say
I won't
that
mention
couch.
Who it is, but you probably know. Very proud gentleman.
Okay.
They like will go in and like
take
watch.
Tours. Yeah.
Do like the video. They'll watch the video feed of that happening.
My brother's place has live video streaming from their pet hotel.
We are not boarding people. The very first time we boarded Gibson, he got really, really sick. Mm. And so like $500 or $800 vet bill, we had to basically reboot our dog with like IVs and like, we didn't think he was going to make it. So after that, we were just like, we are not boarding him ever again. This is was a horrible, we spent Thanksgiving at the emergency room vet. So we normally have a house sitter. Because it
just comes and checks on the dog.
Or generally just stays at our house.
Okay, like a friend. Yeah.
Yeah, like a friend. And then they could just stay at our house and eat our food and relax. And so it ends up actually being cheaper for us.
I'm sure. That's a good deal. I wish I had a friend close enough that I could be like, just, hey. One, I don't have a whole lot of friends that don't have like other responsibilities. Meaning like they don't have kids themselves. But come chill at my house. Eat all my food. One, they'd be like, it's just goldfish. All there is goldfish to eat. There's just
blue shirts,
pallets,
and goldfish
pallets of
everywhere.
Goldfish.
There's an endless supply of Vineyard Vines.
But let's talk about
polo shirts.
Yeah, they changed their fabric. I'm mad at them. I got a new one. I was like,
oh no.
I gotta go eBay, get classic cut. I don't know if that's the thing. Look. But for y'all who are going to Walt Disney World, I have taken an animal. I've traveled with my animals multiple times because when I lived there, I would go, back and forth to different places. There is a laundry list of chains that will accept your dog from the lower end of like, your La Quintas that usually accept dogs, Aloft hotels, if they have one of those, they will actually like, they'll provide pet options like, hey, well, we'll put a bowl in your room and those kind of things. And then honestly, none of the Disney hotels, I don't believe, accept dogs, but all of the Universal hotels, from as far as I know, do accept dogs. Mm. So if you're looking for a luxury hotel experience, in Orlando nearby, you can go Hard Rock Hotel. You can go to, I don't know if the lower end ones, like if the Cabana Bays, honestly, they probably do. I just haven't done the research. But I know Hard Rock Hotel and Lowe's Portofino and also the Royal Pacifica, all three of those, at least at time, accept animals. But there are a lot of chains of Four Seasons. Most of those hotels, I wonder if the Four Seasons does. Mm. Look it up, see. Because a lot of those hotels do Hotel Indigo. But what Disney does, there you go. I'm not going to edit that, too. That's just what happens.
Leave it.
They do have options in their new kennel situation. They essentially have their own pet hotel that is there. And what that can do is save you money if you're traveling, because then you don't have the travel days. You can keep your dog, and you go check on your dog. If you really care that much and want to make sure your dog is doing well, they have a pet resort on property at Walt Disney World, the Best Friends Pet Care, where pets can stay in luxury. It is 17,000 square feet of air-conditioned indoor space, 10,000 square feet of covered outdoor runs and players, and 25,000-foot dog park. And it's made up of 45 highly trained pet care. And they have they have the same thing. They have the VIP luxury suites, which are 226 square feet, which is about as big as a stinking cruise ship room.
Yeah, that's massive.
Includes two potty walks, two play groups, a flat screen television, webcam.
Two potty walks.
Yep. Bedtime story. Okay.
Yeah.
And after a 3-day stay, a bath. There's also vacation villas, which are 72 square feet, and then 32 and 36 square
Here's
feet.
Here's my issue with this.
Two-level condos for cats, or four-level condos.
I got to look
Here's
it
my
up.
Deal. Here's my deal for this.
They also have before you do this, they do actually have options, which a lot of your pet resorts do not, have options for smaller pets, including birds, reptiles, and rodents. So good to know. That's something. So if you're, but like, let's say your kid wants to bring its
hamster.
Guinea pig.
Yeah. Then you can just say, okay, but he's going to stay here. They also offer daycare.
Okay, but he's going to stay here and you can't have allowance for a year.
And grooming?
That's fine.
Because it's going to cost $400 for your hamster.
Right. Because he got
the cruise
room.
We could just get you a new hamster when we get back and you'd never know.
I just know that after my dog would stay here, though, like, she would have expectations.
True. She'd want that bedtime story.
Yeah, she'd be looking at me like, where's that bedtime story? Where's it at?
It's 4 o'clock. It's high tea time.
Yeah.
That one's ridiculous. I have to say, of all the ones, I don't call you out, Disney, much, but offering my dog a bedtime story, number one, my dog just sleeps. Number two, so when are you going to read it? You have to figure out time, the 5 minutes he's awake.
What kind of frame of mind does the person reading the story have to get into in order to seriously deliver a bedtime story to a dog?
Depends on the paycheck, because if it's the right paycheck, I can get in that frame of mind. Give me that story.
Oh, absolutely.
What's your number, Matt?
Oh, man. It's very, very low. Low standards over here.
What I want to know, though, is like, is there a group of people that are reading this? It's like, I wasn't sold with a flat screen TV. It wasn't sold with a webcam. Bedtime story?
I'm in.
Okay.
You got me.
Now,
like,
they do.
I could see devoted Disney fans wanting their pet to experience something magical.
Sure.
I could see that.
Or even just not wanting to leave your pet at home.
Deep into that, like, the magic.
And some people, pets are their animals.
Right. Their child.
Pets are their children.
Yeah.
So I get that. Okay, here's some activities. And then I think, I don't know if we can get to pricing on here. I think you have to call for pricing. Maybe we can give it a call.
Call them right now.
I've got a rates page pulled up.
It's always good when you have to call for pricing. You know that's a good thing. Dogs, they get play group, play time, cuddle time. These are some of the activities. Walk and explore. Bottled water. Because they don't like that Orlando water. Mm-hmm.
It's actually really gross.
Yeah, it is. No, I think I understand.
Every time I take a shower in Orlando, I'm like, what are we in right now?
is this
the end times? Like, what is it?
Bedtime story, ice cream break.
Okay.
A premium bed, and my favorite, the holiday meal. So I'm guessing if you're booking your dog over
Christmas,
Thanksgiving, cats get playtime, cookies and milk, tuna on a Ritz. Activity toy, a deluxe kitty bed. They definitely pay more attention to the dogs here.
Can I call out the tuna on the Ritz? Then it sounds like an off-brand animation movie. Like
tuna on the Ritz.
It's a new from the same people who brought you Minions, coming this fall in theaters.
Yeah, Minions,
starring the voice of Justin Timberlake. Tuna on the Ritz.
Minions is a good movie. If you're gonna call out an off-brand animated film, call out something like Color City.
Oh,
which is about the Crayola crayons.
They're not Crayola crayons. They're
whatever they are.
They're just,
My son Johnny found that movie on Netflix.
Ooh.
It was a bad couple days.
The Boxcar Children, maybe the worst of all.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, and I love the Boxcar Children
book. The book series, right?
But it is a horrible, it looks like a Nintendo 64.
So.
It's like no shading.
Right.
So I looked up the old Four Seasons, and basically you can have up to 15-pound dogs. Well, here's an interesting
thing. Even if the Four Seasons is located on property, right?
On property, yeah.
Yes, I mean, that's sort of your option. So pay like $800 a night, and your dog can stay
perfect
with you.
Mm-hmm. No storybook time, though.
Yeah. Well, no, but they have to be like in a kennel. So here's something that none of us live with.
So you're paying premium prices for a cage.
We're in a world where it seems like, I'm going to say this carefully.
Don't make me have to edit something, Terry.
When I was growing up, there were people, when they had dogs, they had severe injuries or were...
Okay, I know where this is going.
Well, they were impaired. No.
The old yeller to dog. Is that where you're going?
No, I'm not old yeller my dog.
All right.
No, I'm just saying...
You're saying people did.
No, I'm saying there was a small number of people who had service animals. You might see a service animal in public.
Okay, yeah.
Once a month. Okay. Now, I was at the mall the other day, and I literally saw, I counted 27 service animals in the time to walk from my car to one store and like back out of the mall. So
there is sort of an epidemic in a weird way of service animals. And I think some of them are very, very warranted. I don't want to take anything away from it.
Absolutely. Yeah,
they save lives. And people I know, they've saved their lives. But there is certain people that do abuse this system to, look, go to the airport. It's animal crazy.
Oh, I mean, yeah, in the airport, it's like there was a lady that's like, she got on the plane with us and she had a service animal. And I'm like, really? Your teacup poodle and your Louis Vuitton dog.
Your eagle.
Now, if I ever met someone with an eagle,
have y'all seen the? There is Southwest flies that eagle around.
Well,
no.
What if that eagle gets trained?
We're all speechless.
I have to show you this picture.
I think I've seen it.
Well, our friend Joseph, he was on a flight. Uh-huh. It was an international flight, and there were literally like I don't know if they were falcons or eagles. But there was like 30 of them, and they all had their own seat in the flight. Man, I gotta pull it up.
That's what I'm talking about.
But if those things got mad,
right?
They all had the blinders on.
It was the airline that Emirates airline. I think I've seen that picture before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're all flying like business class.
See, Southwest flies around an American Eagle, but at your point, we will talk about service animals. Because Disney it says on their website, they value our guests with disabilities and service animals. And they're welcome at most locations throughout Walt Disney World, theme parks, and resort hotels. I've seen them everywhere. Like you said, we made light of it a couple weeks ago, but you can even take in your miniature horse, which is honestly pretty fun to see.
Fascinating.
It sounds ridiculous, but it is fun to see. And I liked it. My friends who sent me pictures, it looked pretty cool. I'd like to see a miniature horse hanging around Buzz Lightyear.
Do you know what a business in the
Frontierland
is? If you could have miniature horse rentals right outside the parks.
Oh, everyone would do it.
Oh, man. You'd be like, yeah, you'd make it.
There was a lot of flack recently when someone brought in their service spider monkey or service monkey, and that was a problem. And I think that's actually against the rules. They just kind of let it slide. So restricted locations from service animals. So we're going to tell you, because if you have a service animal, you know it's a necessity for a lot of places, but I think it's good to go through them. One, there's animal relief areas. Let's just put it that way. Throughout the parks, there's one in Adventureland adjacent to Pirates of the Caribbean, one near Big Thunder Mountain, one behind Liberty Tree Tavern. That's why it smells that way. There are a lot of different areas. Fantasyland near the railroad.
They have them on. There's a section on the
cruise ship
that has a relief, the Disney Cruise Lines that has a relief area for the dogs kind of at the front.
There's a whole section. You can go to their website and read. I don't have to read them all out. But there are certain things where animals are not allowed in, so be careful of that. Like most thrill rides, obviously you can't take your animal on.
Yeah.
So you have to switch off with somebody. They don't have like a rope tie like a horse somewhere.
Do they have a dog swap, like a kid swap area?
I'm sure that's something you can do.
Your miniature horse swap area?
What's very interesting is there are service animal permitted attractions.
Really?
Which I was unaware of.
It Pirates? Says,
permit like- with caution. No.
Peter Pan.
No.
Gibson would love Peter Pan.
Jumps off, just destroys the town.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if you had a St. Bernard and you took it on Peter Pan, that would be a little bit of extra magic there.
I think they'd allow it.
You'd be like, you're Nana. Yeah. You're Nana. There you are down there.
That's fantastic.
Prince Charming's Regal Carousel. You're allowed to bring an animal on.
So it's pretty much the more low-key ride.
Stitch's Great Escape.
Oh.
Sensory overload, I feel like, for that poor animal.
If your dog gets loose. You might not know the dog from the ride.
Spaceship Earth.
Come on.
It's a long ride with a...
Innoventions, which I guess that really barely exist anymore.
My dog, we went to back in Georgia in the mountains.
Oh, gosh.
And when we first got her, and she freaked out because she had never seen stars before because of being in Nashville with a bunch of lights. And she barked. So she went on Spaceship Earth. She'd lose her ever loving life.
Can you imagine, though, at the end of the ride, taking the picture and your dog being one of the faces?
I want that. I don't know why, but I want that.
All right. So Hollywood Studios, you can take Toy Story Mania. You can take them on Toy Story Mania.
Really?
Yeah. And then, as expected, Animal Kingdom's got a good amount of them. You can do it on It's Tough to Be a Bug, the Kilimanjaro Safaris. You never seen your dog react
to
anything.
Can you imagine taking
a rhino?
That potential, you got your golden retriever.
These are highly trained animals for the most part. So you have to assume this is not when I'm thinking of my dog going on it. It's a little bit different.
But no. Just highly trained gets things get changed when there's a rhino.
Well, it seems like you'd have to be really careful in animal care.
And you can take your animal on dinosaur.
What?
That seems just dangerous.
Yeah. Or just walking it
through the other two are trails.
I can't take my dog on pirates, but I can take it on...
I'm picturing somebody walking their dog next to the Bengal tigers there or whatever the...
I don't know.
You know, like, what happens if the... Like, wouldn't that rile an animal up?
I don't know.
Now, they used to have areas where you could obviously bring your dogs, a lot of like more of like your traditional kennels, but they swapped that out for the best friends that are like that.
They used to be
like
at
that. Like the front
right
of the parks.
Gate.
Yeah.
You can still see some of them.
I think there were lost and found kind of that area.
Yeah,
there was one there.
Taking a transportation center, there's one, and there's still the building is still there, I think, at Epcot as well.
And there are on-site kennels at Fort Wilderness. Mm. So that's something you should take a look at.
Oh.
And obviously it's a campground, so it's a little more loose. I'm trying to think. Yeah, Universal's three Lowe's hotels, I'm reading this obviously, do offer those options, including bedding, toys, food, leashes, and amenities. There obviously are some rules, obviously, too, in Florida. So in case you're thinking it, which I would hope you're not, especially in Florida, you can't leave an animal in your car at all. Like, it is illegal to leave your pet inside a parked car, windows rolled down or not, because, obviously, that sweltering heat there can really, it could kill your pet pretty darn quick.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you don't think of that as an option when you're at the parks. I know people have, and I'm not saying that it's not something that it's something we should have brought up, because I do think it is something to bring up. But then just look up. If you really want to stay at a hotel, there are plenty of nice hotels in the Orlando area that do offer pet options. They're just not your Disney on-property resorts. And also, you can rent a house. Most of those rentals will not accept pets. But if you go to Airbnb, there are a select few that you can click pet-friendly, and it will tell you the houses that you can rent that are pet-friendly. All right, I want to take a quick break, talk to you again about BarkBox, the subscription service that delivers a selection of treats and toys for your dog right to your door each and every month. You've heard us talk about dogs. You've heard us talk about cats as well, but you've heard us talk about dogs. And every month of this BarkBox, you'll get some Paw Picks, which are the best all-natural treats and innovative toys to match your dog's unique needs, including allergies, and there's even a heavy chewer preference. And I feel like Degrees is a heavy chewer, but his dog is a Chihuahua, so maybe... Not quite. Now, I have a dog. They sent us a nice little box of different options. And my dog enjoys it. I got Zisu, which is my dog. You got Gibson.
I got Gibson. Will's got...
Margot. What's your dog's name?
Her name's Molly.
And we don't talk to
the
lot.
We don't talk about the cats.
Because Lot's got cats. So Molly, Margot, and Zisu all got some samples of some of the items in BarkBox. What's your dog think?
Gibson. Gibson ate it up.
Literally.
Literally, yeah. It was actually... We recorded this on his birthday, and he's just tearing that up. Like, thought it was the specialest day in the world.
Yeah, I mean, my dog is an older dog.
Yeah, so Gibson's 16. So.
So I thought, like, maybe he wouldn't, like, I don't know how he'd react, but he loved some of these toys that were in there. Yeah, you see, that was my dog right now. That was him. He loved some of the toys that were in there. We're like, going to town on him, and I found him sleeping with one of them. So it was very cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Grease?
I will say, if they consistently keep the marketing... Then the dog will learn when that box comes into the home.
It's going
crazy. Will have a mild freak out. Actually, it might not even be mild. It might just be like, I'm about to rip this couch up. I want whatever's in that box.
That's awesome. And some cool things to know about BarkBox. Free shipping on BarkBox within the continental United States. Each and every month, you get new and unique toys to keep your dog engaged, interested, and happy. And when your dog falls in love with this box, it's very easy to reorder it again and again on the BarkBox app. If you get real into it, get the app. Download the BarkBox app. But I want to tell you, ship right to your door. Great way to just keep a variety of different treats and toys that come straight to you. Great for also small and local businesses. You know, they really is what they support. They support these small and local businesses. So it's not all these, you know, it's not only these big brands that you're going to get. You're going to get some unique stuff that you're not used to. All the edibles are made here in the U.S., so that's also cool, or in Canada, in the North America region. And BarkBox will replace any item that your dog doesn't like. In the box, and they said Scout's Honor, and they'll send you something else absolutely for free.
Well, and cool. If you're one of our listeners and you sign up with our code, you're going to get an extra box free, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's right. If you visit BarkBox.com/WDW, you get a free extra month when you subscribe to a 6-month or 12-month plan. That's BarkBox.com/WDW for that free extra month. I'm pretty pumped about that. How do you feel about that, Grease?
I feel pretty good about it. I've actually had a friend do this, and her dog was ruining toys, and there was like one toy that came one week, and it was like, literally, she said it was indestructible. That's awesome. I think the quality is there, too.
And hey, when you're feeling guilty about leaving your dog at home when you're off riding Space Mountain.
Yeah, send him to the kennel with a nice
BarkBox subscription that you heard about here on WDW
All
today.
All right, again, BarkBox.com/WDW. All right, where were we?
Well, I think if we've learned nothing else, we all love our dogs.
Of course.
Cats, for me.
I don't think anybody loves a cat.
I have two of them.
My cat, you know that book, I think I've said this before, there's the book that's like pick up something you haven't seen for a while and just say, like, thank it, and then say, you bring me no joy, and then put it away. That's what my cat is right
now.
That's
your cat.
That cat just brings me no joy.
You bring me no joy.
I used to when he was a baby. I loved that cat. Jump around, cute. Now it's only awake from the hours of 11 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
waking me up.
Hunting.
Scratch. Yeah. Out. I mean, I didn't even spend. The cat used to not be outside. I've paranoid me to death when the cat was outside. Now, don't care.
Right.
And there, every time the cat goes away, I'm like, well.
This could be it.
It's Kate's coming back. Trust me, he'll come back at 4 o'clock in the morning. Scratching on the door. Drives me nuts. I love that cat, but he doesn't bring me much joy. We usually board him, though, too, because I don't want him destroying my house.
It seems like traveling, people are way more, like, people around you are so much more accepting of dogs. But the minute you see somebody carrying a cat, it's like you instantly don't trust that person.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, what's wrong with you carrying a cat?
That happened to me in Atlanta this weekend. We were in a hotel. Dylan and I and my son Riker were in a hotel in Atlanta, and we walked in, and then the woman looked at us. She had a cat and a carrier, and she said, "When the kids grow up, it goes from kids to cats."
No, it doesn't.
You say, "Not for everyone, man. There is hope," and you handed her a pamphlet. Oh. And I'm not trying to be mean to anybody that might do this, but if you're taking your cat out on a leash, I'm worried about you because I've seen that happen, and that's
my cat would operate on a leash. Yeah, Aaron's saying yeah. Like my cat thinks
you
it's
walk
a dog.
Your cat on a leash, Aaron.
I don't walk my cat
who
ever.
Who doesn't? That's funny.
That's terrifying.
That's
I'll never
funny.
Forget. I was on tour, and we stopped at a gas station, and across
you had your cat with you.
No, let me finish. Across the parking lot, a car pulled up. Little truck with a trailer on the back, like in that thing you do. And then out pops this guy, and he walks around and opens the passenger door, and this giant cat just jumped out.
Like a bobcat?
He hooked that thing up to a leash and was just walking. It was the most unnatural thing I've ever seen in my life.
Was it a domestic cat?
Yeah, it was a domesticated house cat.
Is this a big one?
Or you sure it was a cougar? Did he have a cougar in the car?
It was terrifying.
There's a bobcat like outside our office here.
Yeah.
Well, that's something we should be worried about.
I know.
Documented bobcat.
Oh, I've seen the turkeys.
No, there's a bobcat. We have pictures of it.
What? The bobcat might have fixed the turkey problem.
Have you named him?
Bob.
Freedom.
Bob.
We call him
someone
Freedom.
Say that? Aaron, did you say that? Heard someone say Bob.
I heard Bob.
Oh, Aaron Hodges is on. He's in the studio. He had something
Bob.
To say about his cat on a leash.
Eat that mic. I can't hear him.
Yeah, see, we have a cat that we have to put on a leash because if we let it out, it's just going to run.
Okay.
So we put it on a leash to let it outside and hang out and play with the kids. And my dog runs around and plays with it. But we have it on a leash because if all of a sudden he takes off to get onto a fence or up a tree, guess what? I at least have a 6-foot reach to grab him and keep him from going up a tree.
Do you walk that cat routinely?
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
You said put him on a leash.
We're talking about two different things. Yeah. And then I gave a story about a man walking his cat in a parking lot.
Yeah, because he's got him in the car. He's got to let him go out.
Because traveling with your giant cat in the car is normal, too.
If I the only way I would own a cat in that scenario and like let him play outside is if I had one of those remote controls that would spark the neck.
Because here's
sure
the thing.
Our sponsor
here's
loves
the
that.
Thing about cats, though. Because last year the study came out. Because on my old morning show we talked about this.
No.
The study came out where it said if your house cat could kill you, it would. This huge study comes out about cats
okay.
and how they are a predator and they are plotting your demise at every moment. So this whole
sense.
Bedtime story with a cat, I don't want to have that story. Because
yep.
if roles were reversed, every night it would be, this is how I was plotting your death today. And that's terrifying. All that to say, I have two cats. It doesn't make
Speaking
sense.
Speaking of Walt Disney World,
We've taken a wild turn from we all love our dogs to cats are going to kill us.
Yeah.
Killer cats.
It was just helpful because I don't think we've really upset the cats community on this podcast.
Now we have. Now their views are coming in for that. Usually they're just, they don't know what we're talking about. Now they know too much about the inside minds of a cat.
It's coming from a guy that has two of them. Yeah. So if you guys are getting upset, there's no reason to.
But let's divert here and talk a little bit about.
I need your help.
Yes, Terry is going on a trip to Walt Disney World this weekend. And Terry, let's give you, it's almost like set a timer. We do the show about 23 minutes. Now I think we do like, let's do like 7-10 minutes on this. You're going, you wanted some advice because this is your first trip in the last 28 days. And but you're
I haven't been all summer.
I haven't either.
I haven't been since, which isn't new. I typically avoid.
Yeah, I haven't been since WrestleMania.
Beginning of June.
Did you have enough points or is you just going straight out of pocket for this one?
We're hopping because we decided to do this at the last minute. There's a DVC party called Moonlight Magic at Animal Kingdom where they close down Animal Kingdom just for DVC members. And they bring in a bunch of special guests and...
Characters. You were trying to avoid the word character.
Is it like well attended or is it pretty like pretty
last one
chill?
Had like, I think the one in the Magic Kingdom had 15,000 people. Which for the Magic Kingdom is a low number.
Yeah, that's
an intimate
kind
of the point.
Crowd.
It's sort of like the.
That's like the Night of Joy crowd.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right?
So it's a little. Yeah. They keep it where you know, everything close.
Are
to,
all the rides and stuff open?
Uh-huh.
And,
they're doing a special show, the Rivers of Light show for us. And
that is one of the best parts of DVC.
That happens to fall on our anniversary, so
we just kind of
looked and went, okay,
that's a good time.
And we wanted to do Tiffin's for anniversary anyways, just because I needed another excuse to eat a Tiffin's.
Delicious
Tiffin's
so.
In the Animal Kingdom. So you're going down now. Is it food and wine yet? Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it starts the day after this releases. Yeah,
I've talked to our buddy Mike, and he's going to give me some good seats for the old Delta Ray show.
Nice. I wish I was there. Speaking of Mike and Delta Ray, what's really interesting is on the Disney World website. If you go on Epcot Food and Wine Festival, maybe it's because they're the first one up, but like that's the photo. Favorite festivals is Eat to the Beat, and it's a picture of Mike and Delta Ray. So that's pretty cool.
Nice.
So good for them. So it's food and wine. You're going to go down. You're going to enjoy yourself.
Yep. Leslie gets in Saturday. I'm going to be down for a few days of business, but I am going to go opening day of food and wine and then to go see Delta Ray. So.
Nice. I'm looking up the bands. I think we're going to talk about, let's talk about this too, coming up your thing, but I want to see, they've had some additions for the bands this year.
The band lineup like is pretty.
It's rocking, guys.
Stronger than
they
it's
are
been.
Starting to appeal to our generation, which is a little terrifying.
I see it
because now all of a sudden,
I see this.
It has become the bands of our childhood.
The first time I was concerned when this first began for me
was
when they added John Cicada.
Oh yeah,
and I was like, uh oh, I know that name.
So when I'm down there, it's the Plain White Tees. So,
I mean, nice.
Yeah, and the day after that is Sister Hazel. I wish I was there for that one.
Seriously.
Snap.
Everclear is awesome.
Baja
Sugar
Man.
Ray.
Toad the Wet
Sprocket. What is the Baja Men?
Who Let the Dogs Out?
Yeah.
Okay. And their other hits.
And then there's Kenny G.
Dude, Fuel.
Did you say Everclear already? Everclear?
Yeah, I said Everclear.
Did you see Fuel?
In my hair.
Imagine being in Epcot here in Fuel. That would be a blast.
Dude, Hanson's going to be there in October.
They're there every year now. They do Halloween.
How Sugar many Ray? People are going to be there for drunk out of their mind watching Fuel? I mean, it's going to be going
to
be
that. That honestly, that's like, I'd love to see a lot of these bands for some reason seeing Fuel play at Walt Disney World. Sounds like the greatest thing ever. Just to hear Shimmer.
Right.
Like in front, like see Spaceship Earth behind is the weirdest thing. But speaking of which, you're going. Let's get back on track. Yes.
I'm going to be listening to the smooth jams of Delta Ray.
Yeah, that is a modern great band. So
yeah.
Awesome for them.
They're no John Cicada, but we'll
they're no Baja Men. They're no The Hooters.
They ain't John Cena either.
Excuse me?
That's one of the bands. They're known for their song, And We Danced.
Starship.
That's good.
Not Jefferson, just the Starship.
Known for their song, We Built This City.
Rock and roll.
I mean, that'd be another great one right in front of
Whoa, Jefferson Starship? Where?
Well, just Starship.
Just Starship.
What? When did they change that?
Well, because it's not the total
name.
Band.
Right.
And somebody probably
it's
died.
Mickey Thomas.
Oh, man. I love that song.
Built This City.
If I lived in Orlando, now with this lineup, I would be at Stinkin' Food and Wine for these concerts.
This is great. I
almost
mean, and then
night.
You have like American Authors. That's a really new band.
Right.
I think that's their point.
They're mixing it up finally.
It's almost like a music festival. It almost feels like it's...
Yeah, this is pretty good. 10,000 Maniacs?
What?
Are you kidding me?
For real?
Yeah.
Dennis DeYoung, he'll always cancel.
Billy Ocean?
Dennis DeYoung cancels Tiffany. Almost every time.
Mm. Tiffany's still there.
Yeah.
I think we're alone now.
Does it cost extra or is it you just get in?
Okay. You just walk up?
But the weekend you really should have gone, or the day you should have gone, was when Boys to Men for your anniversary.
Oh, dude, I'd sit there
and
watch that all day long.
Boys to Men, that's it.
End of the Road. Oh, wrong song gosh. For your anniversary.
Their other wrong head might be that.
Of all the songs I could have picked, right. I picked End of the Road. Okay, but you're going.
So my question is, because we've, you know.
A lot to unpack there. We'll get to it next time.
Obviously, speaking of, no, End of the Road, we can get a segue out of this. Mm-hmm. What rides do you think I need to go on because it's the end of the road might be going away that like, because obviously I was there in June and from June until now.
You lost a lot.
We've lost a lot in a short period of time.
It like announced and ended.
Announced and ended. Right. I mean, I was there until like the 7th of June.
Right.
So we're talking about how many days? Less than 90 days? 90 days, right?
Right. So what's on the chopping block? Like, what do you feel like it's in? And we can say this for most people, unlike you, go once a year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So for people that go once a year, because I think a lot of people wouldn't have done the Great Movie Ride last year, probably would have if they knew it was going away.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So,
which I wish, if you're listening, and I know the Disney executives, I know Bob Iger. Hi, Bob. I know you're listening right now. Mm-hmm. I wish they would give the fans like a year. Give us, or 6 months.
A season.
Give us a trip. For the average person,
some time to plan
to go, especially for the rides that are iconic and rides that have been around for a long time. Yeah. For me to go,
because I mean, the Great Movie Ride was the equivalent of Spaceship Earth closing. You think they would have given you a little bit more time?
True.
I still haven't gotten my shirt, by the way. That it
pretty
was.
Sure my mom ordered me a shirt. Uh-huh. She wouldn't tell me, but it was like in the window of
She's
the
like,
announcement.
What's
She's
your
like,
size?
What size shirt do you wear? And I was like,
now that you're
why?
All jacked.
Yeah, and then she, well, no, but then I'm pretty sure it was a.
She's like, well, chest day's on Thursday, so I'm an XL after that. And then on Monday, I'm back
down to
the line.
All right, so what rides are on the chopping block?
What do you think I need to like?
And let's just say experiences in general.
Yeah. What do I need to do? What do we think? Do I need to go?
That we've got a year on, maybe?
Or not even. Yeah, just for everybody.
I mean, Stitch's
Dino
Greatest Escape.
Land Carnival Games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a highly rumored one. Dino Land in general.
What? Okay, so help me out, Grease. What do I need? What's some strategy? If it was a claw machine, I'd be asking Logan. Yeah. What game do I need?
Like the ring toss?
I can water gun it pretty good, but I don't think the ring toss.
Yeah, the water gun is self-explanatory. The ring toss, you basically just want to get a big old handful and throw them.
Okay.
Because they'll bat against each other and eventually fall on them.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't do basketball. You got to be
Never
good.
Do that, the milk jug, the milk container one.
Yeah, where you
the
throw
milk
the
challenge,
where there's
the
three
one
of them
baseball.
Stacked,
oh, I'm thinking
and the one
something
baseball,
else.
And there's always one that's like weighted and bigger than the others.
Right. Well,
drilled
definitely.
To the counter.
You definitely want to do one last ride on Dinosaur, and
you think Dinosaur's gone?
Well, I mean, if the Indiana Jones, which still doesn't make sense to me, but if for some reason that's happening,
I don't think it's gone. But
it smells so bad, it needs to be gone.
Friends at WDW News today, I would just say, you know, their batting averages has gotten higher. They're doing better. It's some of their rumors. Because mm-hmm. They're probably
they're
the first
at least
people.
Like Tim Tebow.
They were like people that called, like, hey, Guardians is coming. And they've gotten wrong of where and how, mm-hmm. but they were right that it was coming. So I don't know. I think Dinosaur is a good one. The problem is a lot of the attractions now that are on the chopping block they're hearing are ones that I don't care to revisit.
No.
The Dinosaur is one of them. Stitch's Great Escape. I like it probably more than a lot of people do, but it's still not one that, I mean, one, it's seasonal, so you have to make sure it's even open when mm-hmm. you're there. But that's one, obviously, in the Magic Kingdom. Man, it's kind of hard.
Alien Encounter there.
Yeah,
previously.
Yes, man.
And here's,
I love that.
That
and here's why
terrifying.
I believe they've held on to Stitch for so long. When that ride came out, they changed their entire marketing. In fact, your wake-up calls for years, and you can still, I mean, I have that as an alarm on my phone. You can still have Stitch break into Mickey's conversation on your wake-up call. Like, they went all in on Stitch. Like, when you got a wake-up call... And you're supposed to, like, Mickey starts talking, and then Stitch is like, good morning!
Yeah.
Mm.
Never heard that?
I haven't. But I know you're talking about that, like, even now, Stitch is highly visible still at the parks. So he has a ride, he has a character breakfast, he appears on like I said, a lot of the programming. If this website messes up, it's Stitch. Stitch is still a very clearly popular character. When we've talked about that, like, Moana should be replacing it in a lot of places, but sorry.
My daughter at character breakfast, Stitch came over and she was like, okay, cool. And then she sees Daisy and like beelines. And I looked at Stitch and I was like, sorry, Stitch. And like Stitch like put the head down and like
bro, character's like, it happens every day. Yeah. Like, what was that? Who said that?
I hate my life. I can't wait to be Pluto next.
So we got Dinosaur, we got some Grease Carnival games.
Stitch's Great Escape. What
do you think at Epcot? Like anything that's not Soarin'?
Agent Peas, if you want to do that, because I feel like that brand will just eventually. Mm. Phineas and Ferb, they made a new movie, but other than that, it pretty much is dead. But again, it's not something you necessarily want to explore. Any of that first section of Epcot, we know that. So enjoy the Leave a Legacies. Look at everyone's little pictures. Enjoy.
Do you know where your picture is? Can I go see your picture?
Something. Yeah. I can find it for you.
Yeah,
I'm up there. And then there's the section, if you look, all of those shops and everything they're saying are going to go with the new Epcot remodel. So enjoy the Art of Disney. Enjoy some of those stores. I'm sure there'll be replacement versions of that, but they're saying all those old 1981 buildings are going away.
Those buildings.
Yeah, because they are making it feel more actual future world and not what future looked like in the 80s. So that's at least been the rumor that all those stores and all that shopping district, the whole, there'll be a brand new entryway to Epcot. So I'd say experience every bit of old Epcot that still exists, because in the next couple of years, that'll all be gone.
Just soak it up, Terry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
anything.
Animal Kingdom,
left at the studios to go experience.
So. I know, man. I mean, One Man's Dream, is it still technically open or is it done?
I don't know if the sign's come down yet.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be the one thing that.
The sign's down.
Oh, it is down.
But, or like they took Walt off the sign.
Oh. Are there some tangible things that like you can get? Like, let's just say Great Movie Ride. Are they auctioning off like some props and stuff?
I think the only thing you'll be able to readily get real soon is you'll see. Some reseller will have acquired all the Great Movie Ride costumes, probably. Hmm. You'll see those.
Like the people, like the actors' costumes?
Like the actors, like the ride costumes.
And they said that you could argue the gangster car was spotted somewhere, like in one of these lots above by the airport, which is why where a lot of times you can find that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you drive around the airport, especially at the private airport areas, they have areas where you can find, that's where usually the Disney buses are and all of that. So you can.
I did see the Slinky Dog. Pictures rolling into the park.
The Slinky Dog coaster pulled in. One Man Dream is open. So I would definitely, I mean, that's on your list. Now it is kind of like, you know, half a man's dream right now because it has been kind of scaled down. And you know what I would do, honestly? I know we give you a hard time about the characters, is like I miss Moana. I didn't get to meet Moana. Mm. They subbed it out. I would assume Star-Lord and Baby Groot will be subbed out within.
Soon.
I mean, definitely within a year.
I do see Baby Groot.
Right.
Some of the Star-Lords I have seen are terrifying.
Yeah, Tyler Dean McDowell, who's on my other podcast, BLT, mentioned, like, why not have the mask on him? Like, Star-Lord has a mask.
That's true.
This is very easy. I mean, he has a...
cool red eyes.
No one would question it. But instead, they decided to, like, let's try to find a 20-year-old that looks like Chris Pratt.
Yep.
Ain't gonna happen, because he is cute.
Well, right, Grease.
Well, it's like you got to be like kind of young, you got to be kind of funny, and jacked. So like it's sort of a problem when you're casting people who are local actors in the Orlando area or are working at a theme park. So it is tough, but I feel like they could have done that with just the mask. Throw the mask on, you're good to go. But I'd go to that because that's surely going away.
Yeah. And
whenever the next franchise comes
out. And you guys that are listening, hit me up on Twitter, hit the show up on Twitter, and say what you want me to check out.
Yeah,
for you at Food and Wine, because I'll be definitely walking that around.
You do Splash Mountain.
I'm not going to do Splash. I've already decided that I'm not going to do Splash Mountain.
Without everybody.
At least.
It sounds good.
At least you and Will, so we can, live stream it. And
that'd be fun. Have you never done it?
Never done it.
Never done it.
Not in my memory.
You don't like the drop, or you don't like the,
I'm not a water ride.
Yeah, I can get that.
I'll water park.
It's Florida, though.
It is
hot.
It is. It's very hot.
You could do a water, and then you don't even really get that wet on that ride.
Well, that's the problem in Florida, is you kind of feel like you've been on a water ride even without
that's
getting
what
on
I'm
a
saying.
Water ride.
Yeah. So all the more reason to do it. You're just sweaty anyway.
But at this point, I want to make a thing out of it. So, yeah, but I'd love to hear from the listeners if they have something they want to.
I kind
of
got one.
Okay.
I would do the Country Bear Jamboree.
Ooh,
because just with the political climate, things being the way they are, I could see that being something that someone causes a fuss about and is gone.
I'm going to go shoot a gun, too,
yes,
while I can.
At the shooting gallery.
I haven't shoot and galleried in a long time. You're right. Well done.
Like, think about those. Think about, like, I mean, look, you're dealing with a lot of those issues right now at Disney. I feel like they're trying to balance it. So I think that's one that I would do.
Maybe go ask the Hall of Presidents cast members how long it'll be before that actually opens.
I think sooner than later.
Yeah.
I do. I really do.
I think they're just going to, like, soft open that thing one day with no
hoopla.
We'll
see.
Let it be.
I'm looking through like a list of things to see if anything kind of pops in my head. You're doing the new Mission Space, right?
Oh yeah,
I saw your fast passes
for that.
Wait, what's the new Mission Space?
Well, they've changed the pre-show.
Oh, okay.
And
they got rid of Gary Sinise, which is a tragedy.
Yeah,
it's the only reason to go. No more Lieutenant Dan.
No more Lieutenant Dan. Orange has gotten a little bit of a.
Like a visual upgrade, right?
Visual upgrade.
Like it's better graphics.
And then
I want to ride it. This
the green one is completely different. It's like you're on the space station orbiting Earth.
Yeah, they said it's like soaring over Earth.
Soaring over the Earth.
Oh, wow.
I'm all about that.
Yeah. I don't know how it, you know, obviously you're basically watching.
Now, the mechanics are completely different?
No, it's the same mechanics, but you're in that same ride architecture.
Do they have
Splash
a flat
is closed
Earth
anyway.
Option?
Splash is closed?
Yeah.
No. Flat Earth option for Mission Space might be fun.
Flat Earth.
I mean, you are looking at a flat picture.
I mean.
It's not 3D, so who's to say?
We've always only ever seen flat pictures, guys.
And earlier, Logan said 2D animation is dead.
2D Earth? It's
2D
on
Earth.
The rise.
It's actually on the rise.
All right. Well, I feel like we've gotten some good feedback here. Thank you guys for listening. Special thanks to our sponsor this week, BarkBox. They're awesome. I like saying it that way.
BarkBox.
I don't know if that's how it's officially supposed to be said, but I like BarkBox.
Hey.
BarkBox.
And Gibson was very grateful for his treats.
Oh, very good. Very good. Thanks to people at BarkBox for supporting us here at WDW Today. That's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm not Will Haynes, but I am Terry Weaver.
Mm. Oh, wait. The pacing was messed up.
All right, let's start. All right, guys. Hold. 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 It's 300. Was that 300? No,
hold
that's Braveheart. Braveheart is
Braveheart.
That. Braveheart.
Yeah.
It's hold. This is Sparta. That is 300.
Yeah.
They all did.
All right. Spoilers. If you haven't seen, it's been about 15 years. Do you ever see 300 too?
No.
No, no one did.
If you ever watch a battle of Braveheart, look in the background. These extras are basically just slapping each other with like towels.
It's ridiculous.
I don't even know if they've got swords. Like, it looks so unathletic.
You know what?
So
I did see that second 300 movie.
Oh, you did?
It was a prequel, right?
No, like Leonidas is dead in it.
Yes, you're right. Yes, I did see
it's
that.
The trailer, I know
that.
That
great.
All right, that's going to do it for today's show. 300 talk right here.
300 talk.
Let's talk about Sin City 2. We'll just go through all the... Watchmen. All right, how do you feel about Dr. Manhattan? Terry, how do you feel about him? He's big, he's blue.
Sure.
He's Billy Crudup.
I love Manhattans.
All right, that's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm not Will Haynes, but I am Terry Weaver.
I'm The Grease.
And I'm Matt Lott.
And we'll see you on the next show.